Good afternoon. I'm Kelly Blyer, and welcome to the KBND Noon News. Topping our news at this hour. It appears tech giant Apple is joining Facebook in Prineville. Apple just paid $5.6 million for a 160-acre parcel of land near Facebook. NOAA leaders would confirm it because of non-disclosure agreements, but the Prineville newspaper, the Central Oregonian, was the first to break the story. Journalist Jason Cheney wrote the story.
I kind of get the feeling that there's some excitement about it, and that, you know, a purchase like this, and as you probably saw in the article, you know, if nothing else, it's a big chunk of money, even though it's a one-time amount. And, of course, Facebook's done quite a bit here, and so I think people are probably expecting the same sort of thing, and, you know, the people that are real high on data centers and their, you know, well, the how Facebook has been involved in the community and kind of the residual effects economically. I mean, there's kind of an expectation of maybe the same sort of thing.
The deed on the sale of the land was signed by county commissioners on February 15th, the very day the Oregon Senate passed legislation that removed any surprise taxes on those who build in enterprise zones and are promised tax breaks. Many are watching the U.S. stock market today as the Dow Jones Industrial Average flirts with the 13,000 mark. Troy Reinhart with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend says it's mostly an emotional mile marker, but also a good sign. He says in the past 3 years, we have come a long way with about 100% gain on the Dow.
More important just above that 13,000 mark is the point where we actually double from the March 9th, 2009 lows that we hit for the cycle in the depths of the Great Recession, as they call it, out there. And so that's important.
Reinhart says another interesting number to watch is the NASDAQ Composite Index, which is close to 3,000. The last time that tech-heavy index hit 3,000 was back in 2000 when Bill Clinton was president. The arrest of the director of the Redmond Proficiency Academy will change some of the school's plans. The school was to expand to Salem. Has this changed things? Board Chairman Patrick McKelvey.
In some ways, I think it does, obviously, because just the nature of the situation, I think it causes everyone to take a half step back and reassess what's going on.
McKelvey says plans to expand the Redmond School to include middle school grades is going forward, though. It will add grades 6 through 8 by next school year. The school's director, Michael Bremont, was arrested on Saturday on charges he had sexual conduct with a female student. The school district and classified employees in Jefferson County have reached agreement on a 3-year contract. School Superintendent Rick Molitor says the classified workers put the students first and agreed to work this year and next without a wage increase.
How important was it, the fact that they were willing to keep their salaries at the same level?
Well, I mean, I think that just sends a really clear message to our community about their commitment to, like I said, a quality education and doing the best we can to mitigate the number of employees that we have to either let go to balance the budget and or the number of programs that are going to be taken away. So it was critical.
In the third year of the contract, Molitor says they will revisit wages, and if conditions are better, they can consider raising wages again. The district has about 400 workers, and this classified contract covered about half of those employees. Lapine's new city manager started today. Steve Hassan comes from Idaho, and he says he and his wife Joan feel right at home already. Last month, they came back unannounced to see if they liked the area.
But we just walked around and talked to everybody and found everybody so embracing, so personable. And, other than it's a beautiful setting, community, I think, has a lot of potential. It's certainly a place where people live that, I think, enjoy life a lot, and, B, they're just very embracing. You're instantly their friend.
Hassan beat out more than 50 candidates to become Lapine's new city manager. He replaces Rick Allen, who took the job on an interim basis. Hassan's first city council meeting will be Wednesday night. St. Charles Redmond is unveiling its newly remodeled ER and birthing center today. An open house is being held this afternoon so folks can see the more than $1 million upgrade. Bob Gomes is the CEO of St. Charles Redmond.
Well, what they'll see is, the first thing is, when they walk in, they'll just see something that's very patient-oriented, patient-friendly, modern, and just easy to navigate. And as they walk in, they'll have choices from emergency room, radiology lab, and then when they go down to family birthing, they will see 4 remodeled rooms that have added baby bathtubs, whirlpool tubs, and just really state-of-the-art rooms to make it comfortable for mothers and babies.
The open house at the Redmond St. Charles Hospital runs from 4:30 to 5:30 today.